News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Close to 1,000 civil servants have applied to leave Dublin, as we mentioned earlier in the show. That is according to the most recent data that has been released. Should we be looking to bring back decentralisation then? Is there a demand for it? Well, there certainly is, according to one TD. Earlier we caught up with Fianna Fáil's Eamon O'Queeve, and I started by asking him if he thinks we should bring back the much maligned policy.
Well, not only should we reconsider it, we should never stop doing it. There were difficulties with the way the programme we laid out, parts of it were to be implemented. But we do have to remember that 3,500 civil servants, public servants, both civil servants and people in the public service, did decentralise in the noughties. And that has been incredibly successful. But what we should do is now continue with that process in a focused way. For example, and when I say in a focused way, let's look at very simple examples. We already have offices of social protection in Carrickmacshannon, Sligo, Buncrana, etc. Now, the obvious, and Longford springs to mind. So the obvious thing to do is to keep consolidating those nodes. You have agriculture already in Portlaoise, in Wexford and so on, and we should consolidate them rather than opening up new sections of the Department of Agriculture and somewhere else. So there are huge possibilities here. It has been incredibly successful. And one of the things that I think most people would tell you, that the figures you're getting here are absolutely correct, i.e. they're way more looking to get out of Dublin than to get in on the lower ranks of the civil service. But what was also my experience with the decentralised offices, and we've had decentralised offices for decades.
Yeah.
Education in Athlone, education in Tullamore and so on. But what you do actually find is a lot of the people who've come up through the ranks, maybe to principal officer, have an opportunity of promotion to Dublin, actually don't take it. Also, people who have had no connection with the area and moved are very reluctant to move back.
Project Ireland 2040 envisions building up as a kind of a counterweight to Dublin, not those areas, but rather Limerick, Galway, Cork, Waterford to a degree. That if you're going to decentralise, maybe there's an argument to decentralise government departments to those big urban centres. But you're saying no, spread it around to all those places that it currently is.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
does that not undercut and undermine Project Ireland 2040, which is that, look, the big economic powerhouses need to be the cities?
Have you 2 hours and we'll discuss
Project Ireland 2040. We don't have 2 hours. So, we have about three more minutes. So
let's just cut to the chase here. I represent Galway City. And representing Galway City, the challenge at the moment is not to get people to come into Galway. It's to deal with the population that's in Galway. We don't have any houses for them. We don't have any transport services for them. Our roads are totally clogged. It's got absolutely chaotic traffic problems. So actually what Galway needs at the moment is massive investment to catch up with the deficit. A bit like Dublin. It's a mini Dublin. And therefore, if we're going to go ahead with 2040, the first thing we need to do in all the big cities, including Galway and Cork, is to catch up with the problems we've already created socially and infrastructurally, particularly both social infrastructure and also transport infrastructure.
I know John Moran, who is a big supporter of, say, elements of Project Ireland 2040. And I spoke to him about this previously, and he actually talked as well about decentralisation in a positive way, but in that sense that you could move government departments to those big cities. And that you move places to Athlone or to Knock or to anywhere else, and you know, the people there will still have to travel to Galway or whatever it happens to be for hospitals and universities, and to get to the local train station or whatever it happens to be. That they should all be in these population centres, and that makes it easier then in years to come to plan services, whether that be broadband or transport or anything else.
Well, you know, I think that's a very good summary of John Moran. Take everybody out of every part of the country and put them all into solid cities. There's two chances of getting that to happen. None. But the reality is, of course, there are people all over the country, there are thriving towns all over the country, there's thriving countryside all around the country. And what we need to do is use all the facilities in these areas and make them grow. Now, reality, of course, is, and this is where the John Moran and, to a part, the 2040 plan and our own plans fell apart, and I argued about this all the time, you can bring the jobs to Galway, You can bring the jobs to wherever you want, and the people will still live where they want, which will not be necessarily in Galway City, and you just get these longer and longer commutes. So now I had a meeting yesterday with here in Rod Éireann, and what you find is Thurles is a commuter town of Dublin. Carlow's a commuter town in Dublin. Athlone is a commuter town in Dublin. Longford's a commuter town in Dublin. And if we had proper rail services, you'd find that, you know, even further west or south. So reality is, this tidy mind approach that they have, that cities are all good and rural's all bad, is just a fantasy land. And one of the reasons planning fails is this. When you're dealing with humans, don't plan on what they should do. Do plan on what they will do, and you'll have some success.
Yeah, Eamon O'Quia, Fianna Fáil TD, speaking to me a little bit earlier. People already texting in, including Damien. He says, as a civil servant, I agree the complete relocation of government departments is probably a pipe dream. However, more use of remote locations and technology could allow people work in remote locations without the chaos of decentralisation. Rural Ireland needs these jobs. Some civil servants want to live in rural Ireland, and the government has or can get office space cheaper, or maybe it already has the office space down the country.